So Claire, you are not really into crop circles, but you endured the Glastonbury conference last Friday, I think it was.
Last
How
Sunday.
last Sunday, yes. How was it for you?
Well, I went along to the Crop Circle conference, not really because I was terribly interested, but because I was, I'd seen a few crop circles and I was kind of interested, and was kind of interested to go along and to hear what people had to say about the crop circles and hopefully to find out a little bit more about them. But my experience when I got there was not what I had anticipated at all. When we arrived, I found the whole atmosphere was quite exclusive. And by that I mean it wasn't terribly inclusive. There was clearly a lot of people there who knew each other, who were regular attenders, who'd been going for several years, and that was all fine. But I didn't feel as though that was an atmosphere that really included me. But that was okay. It was my first conference of that type, so that didn't kind of pale my understanding of the whole thing. But then the lecture started, and there were the two people who came up and did their introductions to the lectures, and they obviously had a rapport with the audience, and they obviously had a real feel of what the audience wanted and what they were anticipating, and they really built up the first guy who did his presentation. And it wasn't really my kind of thing. It was, the sort of, it was all about sacred geometry and that kind of stuff. And he was very interesting and very well thought through, and it's very well presented. And it was okay. And then, as the day went on, and the other presenters came up and did their talks about crop circles, I found myself becoming more and more alienated from the whole thing. There was and for me it was a gradual thing, because it started off with the maths guy, and I was, I'm not terribly into maths, and so I find that quite difficult. But then there was this woman who started talking about fairies and how aliens and UFOs were actually depictions of fairies. And the crop circles were good because they meant that people would go out into the field and would actually start re-engaging with the fairies that live there. And that kind of stretched my imagination somewhat. And then there was this old geezer who sat there, and apparently he's been presenting at this symposium for the last 13 years. And he was 86 and started talking about this person that him and his partner talks to called the King. And this is somebody that they obviously go into some kind of meditation and talk to. And the King is in charge of people's karmas. And the King was telling them how that people who are into crop circles are quite obviously the elite. And it was at this point, I think it was at this point, I'd been getting angrier during the day, but I think it was exactly at that point that I really started to get mad. And I really started to feel as though there was some kind of evangelical zeal about these crop circlers that not only excluded me because I wasn't part of it, but was actually intentionally excluding me because I wasn't some kind of chosen person that was into this thing, and that all this whole crop circle business was some part of some kind of higher mystical meaning and being and message that I wasn't part of. And the whole conference was set up not to enlighten me about what all these things meant, but to actually disenlighten me, to make me feel as though I wasn't part of this circle and I couldn't possibly be. And the word that this old gadger used was the elite. And it was quite specific that him and his partner and the King, this person that they talked to through meditation, was referring to the croppies as being some elite, some kind of enlightened group of people. And I don't have a problem with that. If they do know stuff more than me, then that's fantastic. But if they do, then I would hope that a symposium like that would actually be set up to enable somebody like me who's quite broad-minded, is quite open-minded, and who will accept things and how they're presented to her. I would hope that they would use that opportunity to try and bring me into their fold, to try and encourage me to look at these things in other ways. But actually, what they did in the way that they presented themselves and the way that they presented their symposium was actually close down all those doors to me. And as you well know, after Linda Howe spoke, I only stayed to listen to Linda Howe because of who she is. And then after Linda Howe spoke, I didn't remain for the rest of the day. Because I felt so disgusted and alienated and appalled by the way that the whole thing was presented, I didn't want anything to do with it. And if these people believe themselves to be some part of an elite, then, and it's like any religious organisation, then I feel there are two choices for them. One is to actually open up to outsiders and to try and encourage people who are not part of this knowledge to come in and take part of it, or is to actually close ranks and to actually stop outsiders from coming in being part of it. And from my experience of that symposium, what actually happened was that the doors were closed. And on Sunday, I started off as being quite an open-minded individual, and by the end of the day, I walked out feeling like I never wanted to see another crop circle again, and I certainly never wanted to hear another croppy talk about them again. So that was my experience.
Thank you.
Well, you see the